Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day. Power, oh, but it reaches to
faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. Ooh, it's power.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning.
Glory to God, glory to God.
Glory, hallelujah. Just thank you,
Lord, hallelujah.
Thank you, God, for all that is done, all that is doing, all that is about. In the name of Jesus, come on and shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so glad what they said us to be. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Give ear, O Lord, to our prayers and attend to the voice of our supplication, Lord. We bless your holy name this morning, O God. We thank you, O God, that you have kept us and not us, O Lord. We thank you, Father God, teach us your way, O Lord, and we will walk in your truth. Unite our hearts to fear your name. We will praise you, O Lord, our God, with all our heart, and we will glorify your name forevermore. Amen. For great is your mercy towards us, and you have delivered us from our soul. Amen. Hallelujah. From the depths of sin, Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we bless your holy name. Come on, we bless the Lord this morning. Amen. I bless the Lord at all times. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Our soul shall make us humble in the Lord. The humble shall hear me and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Oh, praise the name that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Lord, we come with all our faith and we trust you, Father God, as we
thank you,
Lord. Amen, Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, on one accord with all faith. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names. We are so much greater than you, Father God. Lord, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Amen. Oh Lord, we thank you for new worship and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you for the God that you remembered us on the day of those of our family, and you kept us, amen, in perfect peace. And we just say thank you. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your love, amen. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us, amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Hallelujah, that redeems us. That sanctifies us, hallelujah, that reconciles us to you, O God, that heals us, that makes all things new, and we just want to say thank you. If we have we don't come to leave you the same. We come to be changed, oh God. Change us, hallelujah, and make us more like you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you for it. We humble ourselves this morning that we may be delivered from all that's trying to be right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Heavenly Father, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us to hear from you, O God. Heavenly Father, it's written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice and that of a stranger. Amen. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Hallelujah. Give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16:23. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask right now that you get the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us. Hallelujah. According to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to arise over each of us right now. Let your glory be seen on each of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God in heaven, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether of us spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be totally open for the spiritual natural in our lives. And those in our family, every time we ask you to give us in each personal belief today, every family member, friend, and loved one, hallelujah, that we are going to pray for, have prayed for, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice. According to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We come against every spirit of distraction right now. We come against every hindering spirit, every unteachable spirit, every lying, manipulating, controlling spirit, spirit of bitterness, wrath, anger right now. We come against the spirit of revenge. We come against the spirit of destruction and death. We come against the spirit of sickness, disease, hate, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and virus. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, pride, worry. And we command you to cease your work to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ the Messiah. We come against the spirit of shame, guilt, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death. And we command you to cease your work to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in that house, part of the Holy Spirit, spirit of addiction, spirit of perversion and lust, we command you to cease your work to die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and any spirit of religion, spirit of levitation, we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in us, to hold us, in our bloodline, our family bloodline, we command you to cease your work and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare this deliverance this morning that we can enter in. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, open up the channels of our spirit right now so that we can receive from you great and mighty. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us receive wisdom, oh God. Your word says that any lack wisdom, that we can ask you, Father God, and you will give it to us, oh God. So we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us receive wisdom, oh God. Let wisdom come, oh God, and coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. To war against any spirits in the heavens designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare by faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So, Lord, we thank you right now for answering prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my thank you. Have your way. Oh, Lord, change us right now, Lord, as we petition our prayers this morning by faith, Lord. Oh, Lord, move mighty, Lord God. Move speedy, Lord God. Remove every delay, oh God, to our prayers being answered. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your word this morning that will go forth, Father God. Lord, we ask for Jesus' name as we read the scripture, Lord. Let it take fruit as manifest and let it be engrafted on our hearts and on our minds. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Amen. Let you keep us in perfect peace. We thank you, Father. Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom. Your words so that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to God's mind. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, yes, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, God. We bless your holy name, and Lord, we ask you to save those of us that are traveling on the road right now. Or will be traveling on. We pray for God. We pray for worship right now. Lord, bless us all of those in our family and those that are mourning us up today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no weakness, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and as we pray, oh God, that we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes, over our family, over every vehicle, form of transportation we make this whole day. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over in and around about it, every road, street, highway, alleyway, speedway, building, or place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we defend the path of blood of Jesus Christ over us and assist us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that lies up against us, and this God shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Come on, family. Let's give God the praise.
Amen. hear your voice. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Aunt Bernadine, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? How you been?
Oh, thanks the Lord. I'm doing good, doing great, blessed and thankful every day of my life.
Oh, yes.
Jesus,
Brother God.
Pray. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God for you. Aunt Bernadine, so good to hear your voice. Hallelujah. I thank God for positioning. Amen. Because every time I get on and I see you all in position, I just get excited. Amen. I'm not by myself. Hallelujah. That's the power of agreement. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God for you, Aunt Bernadine, that you're always in position and ready.
Amen.
Amen. Every Saturday, we love you.
And that's
we thank
right.
God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
This is Cousin Angela. Angela, God bless you. Welcome. So good to have you on the line this Saturday. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Happy Saturday. I am actually here with Mimi. My mom is actually getting her windows done at the house. So me and Mimi are on the line this morning. So, Ava, say good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Ava.
Good morning,
Vera. Good morning. How you doing? How you been?
They say, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We doing good.
Amen.
Amen. Same here. God bless you. We
Amen.
Love you so much. Thank God for both of you. Always good to hear your voice, Aunt Vera. And it's good to hear you on the line this morning, Angela,
yes.
being in position as we're talking about position.
Amen.
So God can use. We have been called to minister, to serve one another. And like a lot of people get that mixed up with being a minister. But when Jesus was being ministered to by the angels and by the women, they were serving him. They were supplying what he needed. They were caring for him, making sure he had food, making sure his things were taken care of. So we are called to minister, to serve one another.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, so good to hear your voice. We love you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Love you too.
Amen. God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I see Bonnie, Cousin Bonnie on the line. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning. Thank God for blessing me to be here on another day. I'm in another location, but I thank God for Angela being able to get my mom on, and I thank God for being on the line. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Cousin
thank
God,
the Lord.
We love you so much. And it's always good to hear your voice.
Thank God.
For your this morning. It's always a blessing. It's always the 5 or 6 that you know, amen, that's going to be in position. So I thank God for positioning that you.
Amen.
Lord, to get Ava Vera on the line this morning. And we just thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mama, Carolyn, God bless you. How you doing and how you been? Welcome.
Good morning from Houston to Louisiana. I'm doing good. I'm above the dirt. The Lord woke me up this morning. Amen.
Glory. Yes, it is.
Glory to
God.
Amen. God bless you, Mama. We love you so much. Yes.
Love
thank God
too.
For keeping
love
you. Amen.
Y'all.
Positioning you to help me out here this morning. We're getting on the line. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for making a way, and it's about to be cleared up. I'm saying on tomorrow because I'm going to get over there for you. So God bless you, Mama. Thank God for you. Hallelujah.
You, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Love y'all. Love y'all.
Amen.
Love you too.
Cousin Doreen, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed this morning. God gave me a good night's sleep and welcome to a brand new day. And thank the Lord I don't have a pain nowhere. And I just want you all to thank that the Lord is still touching and healing my body. In Jesus'
name,
amen.
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 Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the testimony.
Amen.
It's working in you that you're delivered this morning. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She said, I ain't got no pain in my body. I woke up with I lay down with shoulder pain and woke up with the same crap pain. But God is able to. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
I told my mama yesterday I ate a rib, and I maybe shouldn't have ate it because after I ate that rib, my shoulder started hurting. So maybe I ain't supposed to have pork or something, but glory to God. We thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you feeling?
Good morning, family. All is well. I thank God for another day. We thank God for another time for us to all come here together.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for your positioning, amen, on Saturday that you're standing in the gap with for others and us on the line. So God bless you and God continue to keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Sharon, God bless you. Welcome. Mama Sharon, how you doing and how you been?
I'm doing fine. And thank God I saw a new day today. And bless everyone that's on the phone this morning, and I pray a blessing on all of y'all in the name of Jesus.
Amen. We thank God for you. We love you. Hallelujah.
I love you.
Hallelujah. You're on the line this day. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sister Arlene, Cousin Arlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Oh, I'm doing super great. And just thinking, what an awesome God we serve. He woke us up this morning and
yes,
gave us a new day, new mercies. I mean, we're just totally. And I'm so grateful to God. And to hear everybody on the line, what a blessing. Wow.
Yes.
Thank God, thank God, thank God.
We
are blessed.
We are blessed.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We are blessed.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You,
never could
we
be
are.
Enough blessed. If I had a trillion tongues, I couldn't thank God enough. Enough hours in a day. Thank him.
Yes.
He doesn't give us life, but he does. He didn't even have to wake us
That's
up.
That's right, Erling.
But
right.
he
awesome.
Did. And here we are.
Say it, say it.
Gave us
yes,
a voice.
Lord,
Yes. Oh, I don't want to go on and on. But get out of here. I mean, think about it.
Think about it.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a God. What a God.
He's working down words of everything down his.
Yes, sir.
When you're talking about God, I can't get through.
Tomorrow.
Right.
Right.
He's just awesome.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Right. Thank you so much.
Yes,
so pray us and let's boost up the day. My goodness.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Amen.
All
God
right.
bless you. God
All
keep
right.
you.
Hallelujah.
We thank
I'm
God for you.
God.
Good having you alive. Saturday again, we just thank God for you. We love you so much. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Twan, my niece Twan is on the line. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning, family. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm grateful and I'm blessed to be here in the presence of God and my family. So everybody's well, and I'm on the road to, heading to Dallas right now for my niece's birthday. So.
Amen. Yes, we pray travel for grace. I know some of us, when we get on the line, we are traveling and we're moving around, but we find time. We are finding Robert to get on the line to give God some praise, glory, and honor, and touch and agree with family. So we thank God for you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you. We decree and declare a victory over you right now. And we just thank God for the victory. Amen. In Jesus' name, to God be the glory. Amen. So I'm going to, some of you, I'm going to silence the mics because we get a lot of feedback. We just want to make sure we can really hear. So when it comes a time to speak, we'll be able to hear you clearly with your petition. So I'm just going to close the mic out for some of us here. because sometimes our lines get feedback, and I'm operating on an app right now. Amen. And some of the lines are still open. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. I'm doing good this morning. I thank God for another opportunity to be in his presence. Amen. Another opportunity to praise him, to do the will of God for my life. That is my heart's desire, is to do God's will, not my will, but God's will, and to fulfill the plan that God has for my life and purpose. Amen. So I'm so glad to be here with you, our family, this morning, this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Amen. So glory to God. I don't see Ain't Eliza Jane on the line this morning. I don't see Cousin Brenda Gill and Auntie Ruth May, who are normally on the line on every Saturday with us. So we just want to pray and pray for them, or whatever it is that they are having to do this morning. We pray that God will continue to strengthen and bless and favor and guide and make a way for them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to lift them up and, you know, pray for them, or whatever it is that they're needing in prayer, and all that they're petitioning prayer in their own time behind closed doors, that God will answer their prayers and move mighty, move swiftly in all that's concerning them and their household, and all their love are concerned about, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to lift up Cousin Sean Denise this day as well. She's able to get on some of the time, but we definitely want to pray for her and her family, that God will continue to protect them and keep them and strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that peace will prevail over every household. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I just pray the help of the Lord for all of us. Amen. We all need God's help, and God knows all, because he is the creator of all, in all. And so we just thank God for the help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Our scripture reading, and then we'll have our prayer petition as we come into agreement with each other and all that we're petitioning in prayer by faith. Amen. As we pray, making sure that we believe. Amen. We have faith in what we're praying. Praying who we're praying to and what we're praying for God to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Our scripture today is coming from the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and it's just one verse here in, as a matter of fact, this is to start, I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we're going to start at verse 16. Amen. I thought I was going to do one verse, but let's do 16 through 21. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 through 21. I pray you all can hear me well. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hey, Classy, can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 through 21 reads from the New King James Version. The Bible says in verse 16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Verse 17 says, for we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of the one bread, of that one bread. Verse 18 says, observe Israel after the flesh, or not those who eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar. Verse 19 says, what am I saying then? That an idol is anything, or what is offered to idols is anything. Verse 20 says, rather than that, the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. Verse 21 says, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. What is the Bible saying, family? When we look at these scriptures here, hallelujah, hallelujah, the idea of unity and fellowship with God through eating a sacrifice was strong in Judaism and Christianity, as well as in the heathenism. So in Old Testament days, when a Jew offered a sacrifice, he ate a part of the sacrifice as a way of restoring his unity. his unity was with God. So restoring his unity with God, against whom he had sinned. So similarly, you, family, Christians partake in Christ's once for all sacrifice when they eat the bread and drink the wine, symbolizing his body and blood. So recent converts from heathenism could not help being affected if they knowingly ate with heathens in their feasts of the meat that was offered to idols. So as we look at verse 21 in our wrap up here in scripture, says, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. So as followers of Christ, we must give him our total allegiance. We cannot, as Apostle Paul explains, partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. See, eating at the Lord's table means communing with Christ and identifying with his death. Eating at the demon's table means identifying with Satan by worshiping and promoting heathen or evil activities. The question, family, is are you trying to live or lead two lives following the desires of both Christ and the crowd? Mm-hmm. So I say it like this, Christ and the world, whatever everybody else is doing. Amen? The Bible says that you can't do both at the same time.
That's right.
Either you're going to be for it or you're not going to be for it. Be hot or be cold. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition, and we're going to start with Ain't Classy. Ain't Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm just saying that Bremna and Jane, they are traveling. She went to her granddaughter's graduation, I think, and Sean, she's out of town, too.
Amen.
And she's traveling grace for them while they're on the highway.
Amen.
Yes.
And I thank God for you today. I hope your shoulder get better.
Amen. I receive
Amen.
It. Jesus. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
All
this right. Weekend, they will be traveling on the road. They'll be traveling out of town. I'm sorry. So we thank God. We pray for traveling grace for them and all our family members that are traveling this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare God's protection all around them and God's hedge of protection around them. There should be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. It is you, O Lord, that go before them, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, removing and uprooting every plot, plan, and agenda of Satan and his agents right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We
thank
the blood
you,
of Jesus
thank
Christ
you.
On them right now. Hallelujah. Everywhere their feet may tread, amen, where their head may lay down at. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers and protects our family as they travel. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
We bless your name,
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And class, we love you.
Thank
we thank
you.
God for you. We pray your
thank
strength.
You. I
we
love
pray
you
God will bless you with long life, good health, and strength. We pray for the renewing
thank
of
you.
Your mind. Amen. And God will renew your mind daily as you seek him. Amen. Hallelujah. That your prayers will not be hindered. Amen. That God will answer your prayers according to his plan and purpose for your life. We pray for the protection and life, health, and strength of your children. We pray that they will seek
thank
God
you.
More. Amen. And as they seek him, the Bible says, they shall find him. When they ask, they shall receive. Amen. When they knock, he shall open up and come in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for the life,
thank
help,
you,
and strength of your daughter, class, oh God. Fill this, your temple, oh God, of
thank
yours
you,
as much
thank
glory
you.
As possible, that all will see and know, oh God, that you have sent your daughter. It is you, oh God, hallelujah, that is in her, oh God, and on her, move it, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare your hands are cleansed. Amen. You have clean hands. Hallelujah. That you may touch. Hallelujah. And pray for your children, and it shall be so. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Thank you. Thank
you. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
amen. Thank you, Ernestine. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, thank the Lord. Just continue prayer for LaToya and Jean Mackin, for you and your family, and for Dorita and her family. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. We touch and agree this morning. We say amen as we pray and we lift up Cousin LaToya Mackey and Jean Mackey and Dorita and her family and Aunt Bernadine. Hallelujah. Your children. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we come this morning with all faith, combined faith. Lord, that you will move mighty in the life of your children, oh God. Lord, we need your help. As we pray this morning, we thank you, oh God, for your help, oh God, for your word says that you're ever present help in a time of trouble, oh God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, help us, oh God, for you know all, oh God. You know the beginning, the end, and everything else in between, Father God. So, Lord, we ask that you move mighty, supplying your help, oh God, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the life, health, and strength of your children, oh God. Lord, we ask for restoration right now, that you restore all, oh God. Restore the help, restore the peace, restore the joy, restore the happiness, oh God. Restore the support, oh God. Restore the finances, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, when you bless, oh God, bless your daughter, Bernadine. When you multiply, God, multiply, oh God, with our goodness and our favor, the knowledge and our wisdom, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
oh, Lord,
Lord,
we bless
thank
your name, oh God. Bring strength to our bones, oh God. Peace to our mind, joy to our heart. And we just want to say thank you for what we decree and declare by faith to this soul. And it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen,
amen.
God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Angela and Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you. I first want to pray for my parents and grandmother to continue to keep them in good health and strength. And also a special prayer for me to continue to have me with health and stay focused so I'm able to help others and continue. So just pray for us all over here. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Vera.
Mimi, what you want to pray for?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What you want a special prayer for? What you want them to pray for? For you.
Pray for me and my family, my children.
Amen.
And my mother.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We come touching and agreeing. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come with all faith, oh God, believing and trusting you for a mighty move, oh God, in the life of your children, oh God, in the life of your daughter, Vera, oh God, in the life of your daughter, Angela, for all that they're petitioning and pray, oh God, for the protection of their family, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you increase them in love, oh God, in patience, oh God, and in your word, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will bless their health, oh God. Lord, we pray for renewing of their strength, oh God, renewing of their health, oh God, renewing of their peace up. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would guide your daughter, Angela, oh God, that you would help her to stay focused, oh God. Lord, let her not be tempted by the worldly things of possession or conversation of people of this world in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let peace come and be still, oh God. Lord, prepare, oh God, prepare your daughter, oh God. Lord, order her steps, oh God, for your word says that a good man's steps are ordered. So Lord, we ask that her steps be ordered by you, oh God, that she know, oh God, that it comes from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that you bless the union between a mother and father, oh God, that you will continue to bless them, oh God. Lord, bless their health, oh God. Bless their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let their hearts be with the rhythm of life, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Thank
oh, Lord,
you,
let everything
Lord.
Be there, oh God. Let there be no lack of your goodness. And we decree and declare right there, hallelujah, over her parents, over her grandmother, amen, that goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their life, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, help them
thank
all
you.
To seek you more, God, to find you, God, and to
to do your will, for your word says that in obedience is blessing, oh God, but in disobedience, oh God, there is curses. But we decree and declare, hallelujah, blessings upon their life in the name of Jesus Christ. Be their strength, oh God, that they will fulfill every plan and purpose that you have for their life. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that you divinely intervene in everything that's concerning them, oh God. Hallelujah. It's not going in the right direction, that you will turn it all around for their good. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We cast every assignment of Satan and his agents against their life, against their their household and all that they love and all that they're concerned about right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare victory, victory, victory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God. Amen. God, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Bonnie, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes. Just continuous prayer for my health, my strength, my family, and all my aunts and cousins that are on the line, and you also.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for your blessing. Your word says that you bless us, oh God, with blessings that make it rich and add no sorrow. So we thank you, oh God, that we can decree and declare your riches upon our life. Lord, as we come together in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, with your daughter this day, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, with our combined faith, Lord, that you'll move mighty in her life, oh God, restoring her health, restoring her strength, oh God. Let her receive supernatural healing, supernatural strength in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and those in our family and all that's on the line that she's praying for this day with all faith, oh Lord. Lord, increase her faith to receive a miracle, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Miracle of being delivered, miracles of being, hallelujah, healed and set free, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for our life, oh God. Let her receive a blessing from Zion this day as we come to Zion, holy mountain, oh God. Let blessings flow to, oh God. We pray for continued blessing and favor upon the life of your daughter and all that she loved and concerned about in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let her receive the abundance and prosperity of Carmen and Sharon right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by faith because of your obedience to serve, hallelujah, to help, hallelujah, that you live in the valley of blessings and enjoy the blessing of Acre right now in the land of the living, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, let gladness and joy overtake your daughter's life. Let sorrow and sadness flee away right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank
we bless your name. Oh, Lord, as we lift your daughter up to you this day and all that she petitioned, oh, God, we ask that you move mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, yes. God. We come against the spirit of fear right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plant the seed of blessing. We plant the seed of favor. We plant the seed of strength right now in your life. For the Bible said that one planet, one water, but God give the increase. So, Lord, we ask that you give the increase as we want it by faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. I speak victory over you right now. I speak the blessing of the Lord over you right now. I speak life over you and in you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless
thank
your name,
you.
God. God bless you. God keep you, cousin Bonnie. We love you. We thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mother Carolyn, Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good blessed morning again. My prayers for praying for my husband, for whatever's going on in his body. He has lost more weight, so praying for the healing for him and praying for Touche and LaTanya. I saw her the other day and prayed for strength for her and praying for finance for them because they need money for the medicine that LaTanya take and her insurance not covering. So we're going to pray for her financial blessing real, real fast. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, Lord, that you would move mighty in the life of your daughter, Karen, all that she petitioned by faith this day, oh, God. Lord, we come on one accord with our combined faith, with her faith this day, oh, God, that you would move. For the Bible says that there were men who brought their friend to Jesus, and Jesus said, by your faith, you are healed. Amen. It wasn't because of the faith of the one who was sick, but by the faith of those that brought the man to Jesus, that he was healed because of their faith. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, because of our faith, amen, that you would heal the body of the Holy Ghost, heal the body of Ralph Dillard. Amen. Hallelujah. That you would heal the body of your daughter, Victoria. Amen. That you would heal, oh God, those that are even healing on this line and every family member because of our faith. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come to bring it on to you, oh God. We give it all over to you, and we declare the salvation, and it shall be no other way. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. We know you to be a healer, a deliverer, a redeemer. Lord, we know you to be a way maker, a promise keeper, oh God. So, Lord, we do that. Jesus day. We ask in Jesus Christ's name that you will heal, that you will deliver, that you will set free, that you will bless in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we understand we don't need money to be blessed, oh God, because all belongs in your hand, oh God, that you can provide a way out of no way, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, though they may not have the finances, oh God, but you are our source of all things, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that every medication, oh God, that your daughter is needing, oh God, that you will provide in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, help on today, oh God. Let every bill be paid, oh God. Let every need be met, for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you for this done in Jesus' name. We can't thank you enough, but you can still with thank you. Increase the faith of your daughter to share. Increase your faith of your son Rapha to receive us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we want to help him, oh God. My Lord, my God, we caught it up on Shatai. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, forgive them of their sins, oh God. Hallelujah. For the Bible says that Jesus forgave the man before he healed him. He said, your sins are all forgiven. Hallelujah. They looked and said, how can he forgive sin? He said, whether you're willing for me to heal him and not, hallelujah, deliver him from his sin. So Lord, whatever sin belongs for their living, Lord, forgive them for all their sins. And then in the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, you have to close the line. My Lord, my God.
Thank you.
And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that it is so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God give the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for you, Mama. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Reverend Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want to pray for my aunt Vernestine. I thank the Lord. She always have me and my kids in the prayer, and I thank her for it. I thank you, Lord, for taking care of my aunt Ruth and me. She said she and Connie and Donna Ray were going to come and see me, but I thank the Lord. I know she's not able to come, but I just say thank the Lord. She still thinks about me and want to come see me.
Yeah.
I pray for everybody on the line. That they keep on having a blessed day and feel good in their body. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We touch and agree in this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll move mighty in all that your daughter's petitioned by faith this morning. As we look about Aunt Bernestine, oh God, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you would continue to fill her with so much love, oh God, with godly love in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you bless her health, oh God, hallelujah. Lord, let not her eyes become dim or her natural vigor diminish in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let her be blessed with Abraham, amen, because she believes the gospel, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let her flesh be fresher than a child, and let her return to the days of her youth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say, thank you, Father God. We decree and declare the blessing of the Lord upon your life. We decree and declare multiply blessing and favor that's coming from the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. And all that's on the line and all that your daughter, Doretha, has petitioned on today. Lord, we pray for the protection of her children, oh God. We pray for her life, her health, her strength in the name of Jesus Christ. For all is in your hands. And Lord, we ask that you move mighty, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, help on today. And we just want to thank you. We uproot every seed that the enemy has planted to cause destruction, to cause sickness, to cause confusion, to cause, hallelujah, division right now, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus. And we decree and declare, hallelujah, victory over it right now. Victory, victory, victory. Victory, victory, victory over this uprooting in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over you, Doretha, over your family, all that you have, and all that you will have, and all that's on the line. And we decree and declare wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, and thank you. The Lord Jesus for the blood, hallelujah, that you shed, hallelujah, and it's in Jesus' name, pray, to God be the glory, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, we bless your name, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. I just want to thank God this morning. For waking me up in my right mind and keeping me in my coming and my going. And I want to thank God for Angela stepping in for a mom this morning. God bless her. And I just want to thank God for you continuing this line each Saturday morning, because we know that there's something else that you probably could be doing, but you've just been so faithful and so gracious about, you know, keeping the lines going. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God this morning. Amen. We thank God for his strength. We thank God for making a way that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. We have the authority and the power that God has given us. And I think Sister Earlene has said about, you know, God gives us words, you know, that we can speak because there's power. Hallelujah. In words, there's power in our mouth so that we can decree a thing and it shall be established, because everything that God said, he spoke it. Hallelujah. Understand the power that we have in our mouth. So I thank God for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come, oh God, lifting up your daughter this day, oh God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you move mighty in her life and the life of her children, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, for multiple blessing and favor upon the life of your daughter, Kim, oh Lord. Lord, we pray that you will open up doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we ask that you send the ones, oh God, that you've ordained for her life, oh God, to fulfill the assignment that you've given her in the name of Jesus Christ, that she will fulfill every purpose and every plan that you have for her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you increase the anointing that's on her life, oh God. Anoint her head with oil, oh God, like you did your servant David, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. We declare that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you are her shepherd and she shall not want. We thank you, Lord God, that we can decree and declare by faith, oh God, hallelujah, that it's already done for your daughter, amen. We thank you, Father God, that you're doing a new thing in her right now, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we speak life over you. We speak good health and strength, amen, long life, good life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless her bread, oh God, bless her water. Let it take any sickness away from her life, amen. Hallelujah, now or in the future. And we just want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Bless your name, Father God. We bless your holy name, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mama Sharon, Sister Sharon, God bless you.
God bless you. God bless everyone.
I receive it.
Because he woke us up on a new day that we had never seen before. And God,
Thank God for the word.
I look to the hills whence comes my help. And all help comes from God. So all I got to do is trust in him. He's going to open the door for me.
Yes, Lord.
And I'm praying that that soul is better, for you are part of me.
Amen.
I love you. I love you. You just don't know.
Oh, I love you too. Glory.
So much. So
thank
much.
You, Jesus.
And
thank
I
you,
always
Lord.
Ask for prayer for my family.
Yes,
my
Lord.
Husband, Miss Olamo, her children.
Amen.
Lord, they
yes.
cover with the blood of Jesus, because
yes,
we
Lord.
Can't do nothing without God.
Yes,
nothing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank God this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come with all faith with your daughter this day. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you'll move mighty, oh God, in the life of hallelujah, your sister, oh Lord God, in the life of your son, Samuel, oh God, and the life, oh God, of your daughter, oh God, and family
Lord.
And loved ones, and all that she loved and concerned about right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let healing spring freely in their life, oh God. Lord, we pray for turnaround right now, that you'll turn it all around. Lord, that you'll make a way out of nowhere, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'll hallelujah, your spirit will lift up a standard and the enemy comes in like a flood, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We know we decree and declare victory right now over their lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and all that's concerning them. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh Lord, help us to do your will. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, help her right now, God. Strengthen her right now, God. Oh, Lord, strengthen her inner man, oh, God. Let rivers of flowing water, oh, God, come. Oh, living water
Lord.
Flow from her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for continued
Lord.
Blessing and protection for the life
yes.
of your daughter. Hallelujah, right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we decree and declare victory right now. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That it's already working out right now, God. We receive so much joy, unspeakable joy, and all that should call by name right now, God. Let them be
Lord.
Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord,
hallelujah.
We bless you. We bless your name, oh, Lord. And
bless
we decree and declare by faith that it is so,
Ooh.
And it shall be no other way. And it's in
yes,
Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory
Thank
to God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's give God some praise right there. Hallelujah. You
receive
it. If you receive it by faith, shall it be after you and all that's in your house. Amen. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. God bless you. God keep you. We love you.
Thank
God for you, Sister Sharon. Amen. Amen. Cousin Irene, God bless you. Go ahead. Cousin Irene, Earlene.
Oh. Thank you so much for your prayers, and God
thank
bless you and for your continued strength, and for everyone
thank
on the line, God bless, strengthen them, good health, good strength, clear mind, and just bless,
yes,
bless,
Lord.
Bless. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
In the
name
of
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name,
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father. As your daughter's petition is to bless us, oh God. Bless our health, oh God. Bless us in healing,
yes.
oh God. Bless us in deliverance, oh God. Bless us, oh God,
yes.
in making a way out of no way. Bless us, oh God. Hallelujah. Providing, oh God. Bless us, oh God, with our wisdom, oh God. Bless us, oh God, with
yes.
our forgiveness and our faithfulness. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your blessing.
Thank
you for your provision. Thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. Thank you, Lord God, that we operate with the wisdom that cometh from you, oh God. Thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, your servant. Hallelujah, Earlene, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, move mighty in the life, oh God, and those that she loves and concerned about. Oh, Lord, bless her with wisdom, God, to know what to say and when to say it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, Lord, fill it to overflowing, oh, God. Refresh, oh, God, the anointing that's on our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your multiplied blessings, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Lord God, that there's no lack of our goodness. Amen. Operating in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, that we have entered into the place where milk and honey flows. Amen. Woo. In the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We
thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
We decree and declare that all is well with us. In our home, and all that we love and concerned about, all that's on the line today, and their home, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Ernie. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Name of God.
In two time, I need to
thank you.
Just go ahead.
Yes, so happy. So happy and so grateful, and I'm just thanking God for the victory that is already proclaimed of our lives.
Yes.
I'm grateful and I'm blessed. I just pray against the attack of the enemy. I rebuke the attack of the enemy right now. In all levels, in all realms. And I also, I just pray that God continue to order our steps. God continue to protect us, to restore us, and allow God. And I'm just grateful for not ever having to be without, not wanting, not ever having to want. I have everything that I need. God continues to bless me, and I just pray that God continues to do that. And so that I can be a light. So that I can continue to be a light and even bigger blessing to my family and to everybody that I come in, encounter with. So I'm grateful.
Amen.
And thank God.
Amen.
All right.
So good light shine. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We come into agreement. Thank you, Lord God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, your servant. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name that she will operate with a sound mind, oh God, not with a double mind, oh God, but that she will keep her mind stayed on you, that you will keep her in perfect peace, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you bless her, oh God, with the light, oh God. Let your light so shine in her life, oh God, that others will know and see, oh God, that it is you, oh God, that worketh in her, that they will glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We rebuke and cast out our spirits, amen, outside of the Holy Spirit that's operating around her, oh God, or that's trying to attack her, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare victory right now over the life of her children, the life of her husband, the life of her mother and father, the life of her grandmother, uncle, God, all that she's concerned about, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you made her a blessing to be a blessing, oh God, that when you pour out your blessing upon her life, that others will be blessed by the overflow. So Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessing, oh God, that you have, oh God.
In
the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine order, oh God. Hallelujah for her life, oh God. You can use her, not man. God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help her to stay focused on you and in your word, oh God, that she will not be taken by the world, the word, and possession of people of this world, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, help her, God, to walk in obedience, to keep her hands to the plow, oh God, and not to look back, God, she keep the friend of prayer that you are in. Kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, because God is using you. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, give you new eyes, new ears to hear. Hallelujah. New mouth to speak your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let our words not be contaminated, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, are polluted by the world, oh God. Help her to guard her gates in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, right now, over your life right now, the goodness of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, the favor of the Lord, the protection of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your name. We bless your name, Father God. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Let her be that mother, oh God, and hallelujah, that pray with her children, oh God. Let her be that mother, oh God, that would encourage her children, oh God, that she would give them the word, oh God, not what the world says, oh God, but what you say, oh God. Oh Lord, let her be that wife, oh God, that encourages and sending her husband, oh God, to be the helpmate that you called her to be in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father. We decree in the crowd that it is so and it shall be no other way. And we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray to God the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you,
Jesus. I keep you. Amen. Seek our glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. My prayer this morning, my petition and prayer, I pray that God will continue to strengthen us all, that we will walk according to the word of God, that we will walk in obedience.
Lord.
So my prayers today, as we go forth in our prayer together, I will be praying prayers of obedience that bring blessing. And my prayer, I want to lift up my husband, Pastor Torres, amen, that God will continue to strengthen him and use him. I pray for his life, health, and strength. I pray for a complete deliverance.
Yes.
Amen, that he'll be delivered from any... from all things that are not of God. Amen.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus Christ, every spirit is attacking on every evil spirit. I command it right now to cease its work and die at the root and come out. I pray for the life, health, and strength of my mother, Carol, that's on the line today, and her husband. I pray that God will heal. I pray that she will come to know Christ even more. I pray that anything that's not of God be cut off from her in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I pray that
Hallelujah.
God will restore her to him, that God will restore her, that her whole words will be spoken softly, that she will speak words of encouragement, that she will speak the word
Hallelujah.
Of God. Amen. That will help and heal. Amen. That will encourage
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for a new tongue to my mother. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. New tongue to
Hallelujah.
Her husband. New tongue to me. New tongue to
yes.
my husband, my
yes.
children, hallelujah, my nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles and cousins near and far. I pray for continued blessing and favor upon our life. Amen. All that's on the line. I pray for the peace of God in your house. Amen. Hallelujah. That peace will rule your house. Amen. That you will be a peacemaker, that we will run to peace. Amen. We will not run to the world and what the world says, but we won't run to Google. Hallelujah. We won't run to what people are saying, but we will run to the word of God and use that, amen, and decree and declare victory in the name of Jesus Christ, and we will operate with the prophetic, amen. My Lord, my God, it's my prayer that all be saved. Every member of our family, God, one will be left behind while we still have time. Amen. I pray that God will continue to use me great and mighty. I pray for God to restore, refresh, and renew me in the spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, to continue to go forward to do his will and not to do my own. Hallelujah. And I bind our minds to the mind of Christ and the will of God. And I just thank God for it. I pray for God to have protection around us until we come again, until we meet again, that God will work a mighty work. I pray for testimonies being birthed on this line, that this is a line that is blessed, that is the will of God, that we can come and draw from it. Amen. All that we need on Saturday in the name of Jesus Christ that will take us through. Amen. That is my prayer. And I thank you, Father God. I pray that on tomorrow as I go forward with the holy convocation, that God will use me mighty amongst his people, amongst his apostles, his prophets, evangelists, preachers, and teachers on tomorrow. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. I love you. I give it all over to you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. You all are beautiful, beautiful women of God. Amen. Hallelujah. When you look in the mirror today, just say to yourself, you are loved, you are beautiful, you are wanted, you are needed. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Let us pray, family. Amen. I'm going to cover us all in prayer. Amen. As I'm led this morning. Father God, we thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Heavenly Father, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
We come humbling ourselves before you, Father God, that we may be delivered from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come that we may receive your help on today, oh God. Lord, we come, oh God, that we may receive from you divine directions and instructions right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God, and those in our family right now as we pray, oh God, as we touch and agree. For your word says, Father God, well, there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing, there you are in the midst. So, Lord, we thank you for being in the midst right now. We thank you that you're already moving, that you're already answering, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yet, while
God, we're still speaking. Amen. The Bible says when Peter was knocking at the door, the saints were praying. Amen. So, hallelujah, Lord, we ask right now, even while we are praying, amen, that our blessing, that our prayer is already knocking at the door because you've already answered, you already delivered, amen. You've already set free that we've been praying for in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Father, we ask in Jesus' name, amen, that you would deliver us and not be offended by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us, O God, of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all thresholds. Lord, cleanse our minds by the washing of the word. With your water, create in us a heart and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Our strength and our redeem. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask that Jesus' name, set a watch over our mouth and keep the doors of our lips. And so we will communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruits of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Hide us in your pavilion, in your secret place of the Most High God. Lead us along the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we have integrity in whom the Son is free. We iterate right now is free indeed. According to Deuteronomy 32 and 13, Job 29 and 6, make us alive in the high places of the earth, to eat the increase of the field of the hallelujah, to suck the honey out of the rocks, while our steps of God with butter and tall for to flow out the sinking rocks. We decree and declare that our past is past, and we press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, Lord, forgive us for the cause of carnality. Wash our minds of sin and sins. We decree and declare that our feet has been loosed from the snare of the enemy, which causes bondages of immobility and paralysis. Father, we decree and declare that our freedom, hallelujah, we have freedom to advance, to fulfill our purpose and maximize our potential in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ of our faith, that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We are not what we used to be. Our past, our past, amen. And we're new creatures in Christ, and the old has passed away, and the new has come, amen. And we just bring the past, and we operate and move in our newness in Christ Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, my Lord, my God. We declare and declare right now that we do not operate according to the flesh. For the Bible says that operating the flesh is death and destruction. But we are by the Spirit, amen, there is peace and life, amen. And we can take our life and peace, amen. Okay, let the fruit of the Spirit take root in us all, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, to the self-control. Hallelujah, for the Bible says against such there is no law. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm speaking to the flesh right now. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We decree and declare your goodness right now, for you are the head of our life and the lifter of our head. For you are our shepherd and we shall not lack. We decree and declare by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. My Lord, my God. Isaiah 1 and 19, we are willing and obedient, O God. Let us eat the good of the land. Let Christ tell us, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let Christ let us be sons and daughters who learn obedience by the things we suffer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, as an obedient child, we will not conform ourselves to the former love. Hallelujah, may we walk in your authority, O Lord, that all the congregation of the children of God may be obedient. Hallelujah, let us not be like the nation, the Lord destroyed before us. We will be obedient to the voice of the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the rebuke of the wise is like an earring of gold and an ornament, an ornament of fine gold, and hallelujah, in obedience through you, O God. We receive grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Amen. Let us put ourselves to the test, whether we are obedient in all things, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. According to 2 Corinthians 7 and 15, we know that your affections are greater for us. As you remember our obedience, O God, how with, hallelujah, how with fear and trembling we receive you, O God. Lord, we pray that you will, hallelujah, we will have confidence in our obedience. Lord, that we will
will do even more than you say, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. As long as the Lord is standing with you, I will be obedient to this will and plan and purpose of my life. Oh Lord, help us, oh God, strengthen us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing everything, hallelujah, every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ Jesus. Like Christ, let us humble ourselves and become obedient to the point of death. Jesus, we thank you that you made us righteous through your obedience. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we will obey you so that we may enter into your rest. We will not obey the righteousness. We obey the truth. Let your indignation and wrath be spoken from us, oh God, and those in our family. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We will not follow our formal rituals, but we will obey the Lord our God. Let us run well, oh Lord. Let us not, hallelujah, let not one hinder us, oh God, from obeying the truth, because we obey your word. All of our seed will be blessed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We receive our faith according to Deuteronomy 11:27. We receive blessing because we obey the commandments of the Lord our God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will honestly obey your commandments to love the Lord our God and serve you with all our heart and soul. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will walk out the Lord, our God, and we will fear him. We will walk and keep his commandments and obey his voice. We will serve him and hold fast to him. Oh, Lord, help us with those in our family. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree to have our faith. The Lord will not cast us away because we will obey him. Amen. We will obey your voice, Heavenly Father. We will receive correction, and we will trust in the Lord and draw near to our God. Amen. My Lord, and we just want to say thank you. According to Acts 5:13, the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey him. And, Lord, we will obey you. And we thank you, Lord God, that we will not operate according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit, oh God. Not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, God. We decree in the prayer, 1 Peter 1:22, that we have purified our soul in obeying the truth of the Spirit and sincere love of our brother and sister. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray that our obedience, hallelujah, to your word will win our husbands for you. Our husbands, and we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We fear the Lord and obey the voice of his servant. We walk in light and not in darkness. Amen. And we trust in and rely on God. We receive the kingdom and of dominion because we are saints of the Most High God. We serve and we obey him. And we thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We give it all over to you right now, Lord. We will obey you and we will proclaim liberty to our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, because you have proclaimed liberty for us and to us. And we thank you, Father God. The Bible says in Luke 17:6, that even my mustard seed, faith and mulberry tree will obey me and be uprooted and planted in the sea. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for this time with you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for answered prayers this morning for the life of your people. Lord, we thank you for the life of your children, the Lord, the life of your daughter. Honestly, your daughter Peter, your daughter Esther, your daughter Bob, your daughter Doreen, your daughter Cheryl, your daughter Arlene, your daughter Cal, your daughter Tom, your daughter Kim, maybe in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, your daughter Angela, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that all that have come this day, oh God, that we don't want to fall, oh God. Hallelujah, to pull, oh God, from this wellspring that you have given us. According to thy will, we thank you that your will be done. And we decree and affirm the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that it is born and shall be born again. That we are children of God. If we're still with the Holy Spirit of God, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. God has made us little and amen. That we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory and wealth and riches in our homes. We thank you for it. We thank you, oh God, that we can decree the prayer right now by faith that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor that have entered into the hearts of men, but you have planned for us. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your plan to give us a hope in the future. We decree the prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we are walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, God's divine blessing and faith, God's mercy and grace, God's peace, God's joy, God's happiness, God's protection, God's love, God's provision, God's will.
And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells with all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. The God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep your family. Ooh. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your presence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yes.
At this time,
thank
we got to close out our prayer, and I pray all is well with everyone that's on the line and in your home. Amen. We'll call your name.
Lord.
If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Classy. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Hey, Bernstein.
Amen. Thanks the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Cousin Angela and Aunt Vera.
Amen, and thank you for the prayer.
Amen.
And
Lord
she's
God.
Her breakfast. So, amen.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Bonnie.
Amen.
Amen. Mama Carolyn. Mama.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Dorita.
Amen.
Amen. Cousin Kim.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mama Sharon. So Sharon.
Amen. Amen. And thank God for you, and thank God for that prayer. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, and amen some more.
Amen, glory, hallelujah. Twan?
Amen, amen, God is good, so grateful.
Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I pray wherever the enemy has caused division, a dissension in our families, I pray for unity right now. I pray for peace. I pray when the time comes that God would give us or give them as well the words to say that will bring comfort and love and restoration. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. God bless you all. I love you. We're back here on next Saturday. Hallelujah. In the month of July, family, you want to join us. July 1st to 31st at 8 p.m., we'll have our 31 days of prayer, touching and agreeing, and we'll be on this line. So if you want to join us those 31 days, starting July 1st, I'll remind you all again this week at 8 p.m. for 31 days. Join us. Amen.
Amen.
And then we'll remind you. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May the Lord open the windows of heaven and bless you financially. Amen. All we pray for today,
amen.
May you live according to the dictates of God's word. For it is the Lord who gives you the power to get wealth. And he will be faithful to you as you are faithful to him. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. I love you. God loves you more. Remember, the devil is defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
to God. I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here's all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say why.
One time, one time.
One time, one time.
One time, one time.
call me one time. That's all I really need, just one time. I can't wait till I see ya one time. One, 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 one. You gave me my gift, gonna have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my heart, so you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.